In 1491, the Inca ruled the greatest empire on earth. Bigger than Ming Dynasty China, bigger than Ivan the Great's expanding Russia, bigger than Songhai in the Sahel, or powerful Great Zimbabwe in the West Africa tablelands, bigger than the cresting Ottoman Empire, bigger than the Triple Alliance, as the Aztec Empire is more precisely known, bigger by far than any European state, the Inca dominion extended over a staggering 32 degrees of latitude, as if a single power held sway from St. Petersburg to Cairo. The empire encompassed every imaginable type of terrain, from the rainforest of Upper Amazonia to the deserts of the Peruvian coast and the 20,000-foot peaks of the Andes between. If imperial potential is judged in terms of environmental adaptability, wrote the Oxford historian Felipe Fernandez Armesto, the Inca were the most impressive empire builders of their day. The Inca goal was to knit the scores of different groups in Western South America, some as rich as the Inca themselves, some poor and disorganized, all speaking different languages, into a single bureaucratic framework under the direct rule of the emperor. The unity was not merely political. The Inca wanted to meld together the area's religion, economics, and arts. Their methods were audacious, brutal, and efficient. They removed entire populations from their homelands, shuttled them around the biggest road system on the planet, a mesh of stone-paved thoroughfares totaling as much as 25,000 miles, and forced them to work with other groups, using only Runasimi, the Inca language, on massive faraway state farms and construction projects. To monitor this cyclopean enterprise, the Inca developed a form of writing unlike any other, sequences of knots on strings that formed a binary code reminiscent of today's computer languages. So successful were the Inca at remolding their domain, according to the late John H. Rowe, an eminent archaeologist at the University of California at Berkeley, that Andean history begins not with the wars of South American independence or with the Spanish conquest, but with the organizing genius of empire founder Pachacuti in the 15th century. Highland Peru is as extraordinary as the Inca themselves. It is the only place on earth, the Cornell anthropologist John Murrah wrote, where millions of people insist, against all apparent logic, on living at 10,000 or even 14,000 feet above sea level. Nowhere else have people lived for so many thousands of years in such visibly vulnerable circumstances. And nowhere else have people living at such heights, in places where most crops won't grow, earthquakes and landslides are frequent, and extremes of weather are the norm, repeatedly created technically advanced, long-lasting civilizations. The Inca homeland, uniquely high, was also uniquely steep, with slopes of more than 65 degrees from the horizontal. The steepest street in San Francisco, famed for its nearly undrivable hills, is 31.5 degrees. And it was uniquely narrow. The distance from the Pacific shore to the mountaintops is in most places less than 75 miles, and in many less than 50.